WBTV's Good Question is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
The cost of rent is rising across the country. We know everything is more expensive these days, but how much more expensive can the cost of rent get? We're asking an expert.
Most landlords, they're in a business. That landlord is going to continue to raise rates as long as the state is raising the costs.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by David Rauch, founder and CEO of Protect Building Services. David, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me.
Absolutely. I wanted to start by having you tell me a little bit about Protect Building Services, a little bit about the company and how long it's been around.
Well, we've been around since 1996, and we have two main branches of work that we do. One is we write maintenance manuals for all the developers in the U.S. for their new communities, and they give it to their board of directors to show them how to maintain the community. And that's for all the big builders, D.R. Horton, Lennar, Standard Pacific. And then we have our main business is maintaining over 1,000 communities here in Southern California and Southern Nevada.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that keeps you guys busy.
Yeah, we have 400 employees and 8 offices we do that through.
How long have you been paying close attention to the cost of rent in the United States?
Well, I've been studying real estate now for about 40 years. Mm. My degree is in city planning from University of Virginia, so I've kind of been into this for some time now.
Gotcha. Well, the big question, how much has the average rent increased across the country? It seems like it's going up everywhere.
Well, it's increased to the tune of an average of about 30% or more in certain markets. A lot of markets are different and much worse than others. In highly regulated markets like California, New York, and other markets like that, they've gone up a lot more because of the lack of available housing and rentals.
I was just going to ask where rent is increasing the most. Are those the two mm-hmm. markets where we're seeing people get hit hardest in New York and California?
Yeah, the most expensive states for rentals and rent increases are California, Hawaii, New Jersey, Virginia, and Massachusetts. And then of the California, the worst state in the country, 4 of the 5 cities are the most expensive cities for rent in the country. And that's Los Angeles, San Jose, number 2, San Francisco, number 3. And then New York City was number 4. And unfortunately, San Diego, here where I live, is number 5.
Wow. Is mm-hmm. it home rental that's also going up, apartment rental, condo rental? Is rent just going up across the board, regardless of what type of rental you're looking to live in?
Yeah, the rent is absolutely going up across the board, across the country. And it's for 3 main reasons. I call it the trifecta of self-inflicted wounds. And the first is, as I mentioned, overregulation. So states that overregulate their housing and rental builders are restricting the construction of new housing. That's number one. Number two is the federal government is just killing us with putting $5 trillion out into the economy, which obviously caused 9% plus inflation, which therefore caused the Fed to raise interest rates. So instead of 2.5-3% fixed 30-year rates, we now have 5.5 and soon to be greater. So that's the second problem. And the third is, the general overall messing with the free market system in every state. And what I'm talking about there is, California just recently passed a state law statewide on rent control. And so it's not just a particular city that's got rent control now, the entire state does. And then New York City has, they have another euphemism for it. It's called rent stabilization. And that's exactly what it doesn't do. It does not stabilize rents. It causes them to increase considerably, because what builder of apartments or condominiums would want to build in a price or cost constrained market? They don't. So New York is going to see a lot less apartment construction going forward.
The companies and complexes that are raising rent prices, in a lot of cases, do they need to be raising the rent prices? Or is this, you know, could this be considered them taking advantage of people who are looking for a place to stay?
Well, no. I mean, most landlords, you know, there's a few bad apples, but most landlords, you know, they're in a business. Mm-hmm. And they set their margins. So they have a particular gross margin and a particular net margin, probably around 10% net is what they want to end up at. And so, you know, no matter what the state does, like California has increased the minimum wage, you know, from $10 to $15.50 now. No, so that builder, that landlord is going to continue to raise rates as long as the state is raising the costs. So, you know, it's just like the tide, it doesn't change.
You kind of addressed this, but one of my specific questions was, is it legal for companies to raise rent as much as they want? And it sounds like it depends on where you live, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. As I mentioned, in highly regulated markets, and I always point to California because it's the most regulated and most messed up real estate market in the country. And proof of that is so simple. You just drive along any freeway in downtown Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, or San Diego, and you will see those highways lined with tents. Those are people that used to rent, and now they can't rent because the rents have gone up so much, and also the cost of food has gone up so much. And so it's a crisis. And you know, the one other thing I forgot to mention, which I believe you're well aware of, and this is not as well researched, but there's been 2 million plus, and I don't know if it's 3 million additional people allowed into our country this past 2 years. And where are those people staying? A lot of people say that they're staying with churches at church housing, but I guarantee you, you know, they're not staying at the Hilton Hotel. They're staying in homes. And those homes are rented out to people. So that is tremendous upward pressure on rent too.
Is there anything renters can do to push back if they're in an apartment complex and then when it comes time to sign another lease, the apartment complex says to them, hey, your rent's going up, you know, $300, $400. Is there anything they can do other than just move out?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, you know, in those cities and states like California and in New York City, and there's a number of other cities, there is rent control. So they can, you know, see if they can get regulation to help them. But there's also, you know, the pandemics in during the pandemic, the federal government set aside $46 billion to help not only renters pay their rent, but also landlords. And only about 25, 30 billion of that has been spent. So there's another 20 billion available. I don't know how long it's going to remain available, but there's another 20 billion available for folks that were affected by the pandemic and weren't able to pay the rent. Now, there is in the application for that assistance, you know, you do have to prove that it was, you don't have the ability to pay the rent, among other things.
Do you foresee rent prices dropping across the country anytime soon?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, it's going to get worse, unfortunately. September 20th, Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates either 0.5 or 0.75. That's going to raise the cost of everything again. And specifically in the housing market, it's going to raise the cost of buying a home, buying cars, anything that's tied to interest rates. And so everything is going to get more expensive until the Fed start dropping rates. Now, you know, nobody knows when that could occur, except what we do know is when the Feds stop raising rates is going to be when they have inflation under control. And getting inflation under control is a function of not putting more money stimulating the economy and lowering the value of the dollar. So when is the federal government going to stop spending money? Nobody knows.
And that's what it would take for rent and I guess in general prices across the board to start to fall, right?
Prices will not start to fall until the Fed starts reducing interest rates. sometime next year, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. What advice do you have for renters who find themselves, you know, struggling right now? You mentioned those folks who say they can't afford the places where they previously were living. Would you have any financial tips for them?
Well, yeah, there's a great program, and it's given by Dave Ramsey, and he's on radio also, but he has a program on basically financial literacy. Now, people that are in the bottom tier of our economy that do rent, that are most vulnerable to rent increases, you know, they need to get their financial house in order. You know, it's said that there's some 30-40% of all Americans couldn't scrape together $400 if they had to. Well, that's a problem, and that's financial literacy. And unfortunately, that's one of the things they don't teach in high school, along with trade skills any longer. And so you have to become financially literate. And you can do that online. There's a lot of classes that will teach you how to save money, how to reduce your debt. And ultimately, that's the real thing. I mean, it's unfortunate, but a good 20-30% of those folks that are evicted do end up on the street.
Any advice as to when people should consider, you know, buying rather than renting? Is there any specific financial, you know, point where you should say, hey, you're at a point where maybe you shouldn't rent anymore. You should look to buy.
Well, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. And there is a formula for determining when the environment is better for purchasing than for renting. Mm-hmm. And I don't have time to pull that formula up right now, but right now it's better to rent. Just so you know, it's not a buyer's market right now with interest rates rising. And it's a tough market out there. But ultimately, you know, the American dream is owning a house, owning a home, passing it along, building equity, getting that interest rate tax deduction every year. And, you know, that's what people should focus on because it's an incredible store of value. And, you know, the equity in the home is constantly going up, not constantly, but usually it goes up. Right now, it's not so. And so home ownership is the key. And the only way to get home ownership more widespread is to reduce regulation in those states that have high regulation, like California, New York, Illinois, and others.
Whew, dropped a lot of information on us. Just in general, do you feel for the people who are, you know, at the ground level being hit hard by this, who are looking at the rent price increase and saying, you know, I don't know if this is going to work this year? You feel for those folks?
Absolutely. It's actually very close to home for me. I've got 400 employees here, and we're in San Diego, California, with, like I said, is the fifth most expensive housing market in the country. And I guarantee you some of my employees are having troubles right now paying rent. That's why we're having to, you know, reevaluate what our people are earning in this environment. And also a number of our folks, you know, they have to drive to Tijuana to be able to afford rent in Mexico and not in San Diego. So it's a bad situation.
Wow. That is definitely a tough situation. And you just kind of referenced there as a business leader in a situation like this, does that mean you have to go back and take a look at, you know, employee pay and how the company is doing and everything like that?
Absolutely. It's on our top of mind every single day. You know, I mean, how can I not feel for all of our employees when interest rates are at 9%, we give a 5% pay increase and they're still 4% behind, right? Than where they were a year ago. So it's a bad situation. Inflation is insidious, and it will destroy economies. And this economy is very, very fragile right now.
David, I wish we could end on a better note. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just again, the key thing is watch California. It's highly overregulated. It's got the most poverty of any state in the nation. It's got the most homeless population of any state in the nation. And the only reason for that is overregulation of the housing and rental construction industries.
David Rauch, founder and CEO of Protect Building Services out of California. David, thank you for taking the time to chat with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex.
Absolutely. WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bull. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios at Huga Coworking in Charlotte, North Carolina.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.